live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
Hey, and welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Got a very, very informative first half hour for you today, and then we'll have some fun in the second half hour. Today's guests on Q&A, I'm going to open with Max Richmond. He's the CEO of the nonprofit National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. He called in this afternoon from Washington, D.C. about the state of Social Security and all those rumors about its solvency. Come on. Well, if you subscribe to the AARP newsletter, you saw a cover story in the issue that arrived just a few days ago. And on page 8, they have that story. And sure enough, Max is in there being quoted about the current state of Social Security. So that conversation with Max Richmond comes up in just a couple minutes. Also today, we'll have Janice Keeling with the Mountain Artists Guild about scholarship news. And after the news break with Link with local and state news, we'll hear from Mary Dillinger, our friend from the Northern Arizona VA, with great news for veterans. If you're a baseball fan, the D-backs continue their homestand. They host the New York Mets for the first of four today at Chase Field. Pre-game show coming your way tonight at 6 p.m. The first pitch at 6:40. So we've got Max Richmond just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, Waters with the Plants of the Week and our Dragon Wing Begonias.
Leaves so mythical, they look like dragon wings, then covered with 6-inch clusters of pretty pink flowers.
The flowers are tough, loves heat, an amazing bloomer in light shade.
We offer lots of begonias, but just harvested a select group of huge bloomers for that instant wow in the garden at $39.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. For people who love large wing begonias, they love to shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. One of our favorite correspondents is Max Richman. He is the CEO of the nonprofit National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Max has called us from Washington, D.C., where his nonprofit agency works with Congress and lobbyists every single day to make sure that everything you've paid into comes back to you in terms of Social Security and Medicare. And, Max, I got my new issue of AARP Bulletin. Of course, I'm way too young to get that. And on the cover, it says Social Security, what the next Congress might do. And right there on page 8 is a quote from Max Richman. What were you saying about Social Security for AARP?
Well, I thought that was a very good story. The story you're referring to and balanced. And I felt that, and still do, that this program that we love so much, Social Security, has been around for 83 years, can be around forever with some modest, reasonable changes that I think need to be explored and pursued by members of Congress if they really care about the program.
Max, this past spring, House Republicans attempted to pass a bill requiring Congress to balance the federal budget. That failed. Had that passed, would that have resulted in dramatic cuts?
Right. I mean, we oppose that, and largely because it would have impacted Social Security. Keep in mind, we have a huge deficit. Social Security is not part of that. Social Security is running a surplus of about $2.9 trillion. That means more money has been paid into the program over the last few years than necessary to pay benefits. That excess money has been saved, invested in government bonds. What we say is, why should Social Security bear the brunt of balancing the budget when Social Security hasn't created the deficit? What has exacerbated the deficit is the enormous tax cut, almost $1.5 trillion, that was pushed through Congress. When that happened, our worst fear was that the other shoe that would drop would be from majority in the Congress saying, well, now we have this even larger deficit and we've got to do something about it, so we've got to look at programs like Social Security to save some money. That is absolutely the wrong approach to working towards a balanced budget.
And Max, what kinds of questions should we be asking our elected leaders when it comes to Social Security and Medicare?
Well, I think what we should be asking them is how can this program be put on a sound footing without hurting beneficiaries? The American public, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, overwhelmingly support Social Security and do not support cutting it. In fact, the polls that we've seen over the last few years, there's more support for improving and expanding the program and expanding benefits. But there still is a group of people in the Congress that seem committed to what they call reform, what I call cutting benefits. And we're focused on just the opposite. We're focused on preserving the program. You know, we're the committee to preserve Social Security and Medicare. That's our mission. And that can be accomplished by bringing more revenue into the program in a fair, responsible way, to a fair to everybody, and not by cutting the benefits, including things like raising the age, which is a cut in benefits, including cutting the cost of living adjustment by hook or crook, whether it's changing the formula for determining what it should be. That's a cut in benefits. So our goal is to improve the program, extend the solvency without hurting beneficiaries.
Max, speaking of solvency, a report came out just a couple of weeks ago that said Social Security's trust fund is good until 2034 to pay full benefits. And after that date, right now, the way it looks is about 77% of their target amounts. And the word came out about potential shortfall. Some people confuse that with insolvency. That's a huge difference, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. You know, we were just talking here in the office about some of the headlines that were followed up on that report. And, you know, words were thrown out like program is decimated, it's bankrupt. You know, the truth is, if nothing is done, which I'm not advocating, Social Security is able to pay everybody all their benefits until the year 2034, and then there's a shortfall, which is significant. It's about 20%. That's what has to be fixed. That is not the same as it being bankrupt, because if for Social Security to be bankrupt, we would have to use up the interest on the bonds themselves, that $2.9 trillion, not do anything till 2034. But even then, the only way it could be bankrupt is if we had 100% unemployment and no money was coming into the program through payroll taxes. Obviously, that's not going to happen. That's why it's so disheartening to see some of these headlines, which I think are, whether intentionally or not, are turning people off on the program, making them cynical about whether the program will be there, when, as I have advocated, we can make some changes to bring more revenue into the program in a fair way that could extend the life for the rest of this century.
Max, taxpayers always complain about bloated agencies in the federal government, but the Social Security Administration is very, very lean, isn't it?
Not only is it lean, but most of the money that is necessary to run the program, all those employees all over the country, all the offices, the computers, the people that adjudicate disability claims, almost all of that money comes from the payroll tax itself. So, you know, when people are paying their payroll tax, they're buying insurance for their retirement years, disability, if that happens, early death, survivor and spousal and children benefits, but they're also paying for the operation of the program. So we have worked as hard as we could to add money to the Social Security budget, and in the current fiscal year, we were successful, and quite a bit of money was added by the Congress. Unfortunately, the numbers I've just seen today, there will be a reduction from the previous year's appropriations in the actual administrative cost to operate the Social Security program. So what does that mean? That means that if you're waiting in line to get some help in a Social Security office, unless this money is restored in the budget process and money is added, as was done last year, you're going to wait longer. If you call the toll-free number to get some information about your Social Security, you are going to be on hold forever. All of those things are going to be exacerbated. And the thing that is so ironic here is we're seeing reductions, I think, over the last 10 years of about 12% of the funding of Social Security. Over 100 offices have been closed around the country. When we're adding about 10,000 people as beneficiaries every day, think about that. Every day, 10,000 more people become eligible, and yet we're cutting back on the cost to operate this program, even when the cost of it comes out of the payroll tax itself for the most part.
And in that article in AARP magazine, Nancy Altman of Social Security Works says SSA should be opening new field offices, not simply maintaining them, and certainly not closing them.
I know Nancy Altman well. I couldn't agree with her more. Even when the offices are not closed, and many of them have the hours curtailed because they can't afford, they don't have the budget to keep people on the payroll full time. You know, I just wish, I would ask members of Congress to go incognito to a Social Security office and sit there and wait in line for someone to help them, because then they might appreciate how important it is to have a program that is run efficiently. Now, I don't like to attribute motives to what policymakers are doing, but the impact is obvious. When the budget slashed the way it has been over the last 10 years, even though more people need help, when the headlines that you see, the quotes that are coming from some of the advocacy groups are about how these programs are about to go under, whatever the motive is, the result is people will be more skeptical about how viable these programs are into the future, and that's not what we need to be doing.
And wouldn't that also create more and more people taking early Social Security and then being kind of high and dry when they get older, not working anymore, trying to live on that much lower premium?
Oh, it's dramatically lower. The difference between taking early retirement at 62, becoming a beneficiary, or waiting till full retirement, which is 66 or 67 now, or waiting until 70 is enormous over time. Now, granted, there are situations where someone has no choice. If you don't have a job and you don't have much savings, you don't have a pension, you may have no choice but to take a Social Security at 62 or some age before your full eligibility. For the most part, the longer you wait, the higher your benefit will be. The higher your cost of living adjustment will be, because it will be based on a higher monthly benefit. So these are all things that need to be factored into those kinds of decisions.
Isn't it ironic, Max, how people who have to take early Social Security as their only form of income, and it's hard to live on that, they now have to communicate with Social Security almost exclusively online, and they may not be able to afford a computer.
Right. They may not be able to afford, and even if they could afford one, many of them, they may not be computer literate.
Yeah, indeed.
Or they'd communicate by phone. You know, I testified at the House Ways and Means Social Security Subcommittee a couple months ago on the budget, the Social Security budget, and I referenced the toll-free number, and somebody that works here with me sat behind me and dialed the toll-free number when the hearing started. An hour and 45 minutes into the hearing, one of the members of Congress asked me if I was still on hold, and my answer was yes. How many people are going to do that, stay on hold that long? I tell you, not too many members of Congress would do that.
Speaking of long delays, what is the current wait if you need a hearing to receive disability benefits?
The average is about almost 700 days. Thousands of people die while they're waiting for a hearing. We don't have enough resources in the program for hearing officers, for the people that type up the reports, and it's really unconscionable to have someone in that situation have to wait that long. And we often hear stories about people gaming the disability program. But, you know, it is not easy to get disability benefits. Many claimants are denied, and they go through this hearing process. In the meantime, people need to live.
Yeah.
They lose their homes. They go into an enormous debt. They die.
Mm-hmm. And, Max, right now, workers paying into Social Security only pay for the first $128,400. Why is it so difficult to raise that cap?
I ask that question almost every day. Why is that? There is legislation that would not raise it, but would reinstitute the payroll tax at about $400,000. Senator Sanders has a bill that I think it's at $250,000. Congressman John Larson's is around $400,000. And that would bring enough revenue into the program to address the solvency, make the program sound until the end of this century. It would improve the COLA, make it slightly more generous, and it would increase the minimum benefit by about $70 a month. So, you know, what I tell members of Congress is if you have constituents that are making that kind of money, they may well be interested in supporting the program by adjusting that cap on wages subject to the payroll tax, especially if they knew that their benefits would also increase. Besides all the other things I just mentioned, under this proposal, workers who would pay more would have a larger benefit as well. Well, if people are interested in getting information or contacting us, we have a great website, www.ncpssm.org, and we have a toll-free number, 1-800-966-1935. The year Social Security became law, 1-800-966-1935.
And Max, your agency not only is nonprofit, but having served several administrations, also nonpartisan, correct?
Well, we have supported Democrats. We've supported Republicans. If a member of Congress or a candidate shows that they're committed to protecting these programs, we will work with them for sure, and we will help them.
And you are the CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Experts in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. The Advanced Wound Care Center at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley is ready to help. We work closely with your physician to create an individualized healing plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. This allows personal one-on-one care designed to enhance your comfort and recovery. Ask your doctor about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's state-of-the-art wound care therapy that accelerates healing and fights infection, and it's available at the Advanced Wound Care Center. talk to your doctor about the Advanced Wound Care Center. We're conveniently located at the YRMC Del E Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley. Call 771-4788 or visit yrmc.org.
You. Yeah, you. Has curb appeal been on your mind? Bet it is now. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Let us help you make a Pinterest-worthy yard to show off. With all our new rock colors, you can beautify your yard and blow your neighbors away. Find your inspiration and bring it to Prescott Dirt. We'll make your yard as unforgettable as you are. We have locations in both Prescott and Prescott Valley, so there's no excuses. Call us today, 636-5844, or online at prescottdirt.com.
Buying a car from Lamb Nissan was by far the best car buying experience of our lives. My husband and I signed a purchase agreement with Lamb Nissan online, and the next day traveled from San Diego to the dealership in Prescott. Our experience with the entire staff was friendly and enjoyable. The process from searching online to parking the car in the driveway was flawless. Jenny from San Marcos, California.
I love that Mark was so helpful even after I changed plans on him three times. We even did a group text to keep each other informed. Love the excellent customer service and how much money I saved. Recommend this place? No doubt. Laura from El Paso, Texas.
So pleased to have had this great car buying experience and am super excited to drive our new vehicle, knowing we have the entire Nissan team there to support us. Queenie from Prescott.
We sure appreciate all our great customers here at Lamb Nissan. Come see why people come from California and Texas and all over to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan. We're here to serve. Go to lambnissan.com or call 928-717-2289.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 322, and one of our favorite local organizations is the Mountain Artists Guild. We have Janice Keeling here to talk about that. Janice, last time you were here, we were talking about the upcoming then, the Fine Art and Wine Festival. How did that go for you?
Well, it was a great season opener on the plaza. Mother Nature finally was pretty kind to us this year. It was really awesome. We had a complete total sellout.
Ah, that's great.
Not one single empty space, even at the last minute. So we were really jazzed.
So you sold all your vendor spaces, right?
Yep.
Okay, you had a good turnout with the public, right?
Not as heavy as I expected, but mm-hmm. every single vendor said they had a great sale.
Mm, that means they'll be back.
Yeah, that which was really obviously important to us mm-hmm. because...
How do you determine which vendors to bring into town? How do you find them? Do they look for you? Do you look for them?
We do a little bit of both. We mm-hmm. advertise with a couple of companies that broadcast events across the United States, and mm-hmm. artists know to go look there to find
sure.
events.
Mm-hmm.
This year we were lucky, I don't know if you remember, but we had a couple of young artists from the Navajo Nation contact us, and we were really excited because they've never shown in town before. So they had a great time, and the public was really excited about that.
That's a great experience for them, too. Yeah, especially. What's going on now at Mountain Artists Guild?
Well, this time of year, we're focused on workshops. We have some really interesting ones. Probably everybody in town knows Robert Goldman. One of our great workshop instructors is Lupe Galvin.
Mm-hmm.
He is an instructor at Yavapai College. He has a master's degree in fine art.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous young Native American himself. And I love him because he is a terrific teacher. He really knows how to communicate with you, not just through criticism, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
I just love it when people are offering classes that really know how to teach and help you come along. So we're excited about that. We've got a lot of seminars going on, too, mm-hmm. and presentations and demonstrations and half-day classes, things for non-artists that want to start exploring,
mm-hmm.
Different beginners types of arts and crafts. So really unusual offerings. Mm-hmm. Be very surprised.
What kinds of questions do you find people asking when they're brand new to this and they want to maybe take their first class or start getting acquainted with the Mountain Artist Guild? What kinds of questions do they ask you?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that because we actually got a call just this afternoon from one of the local schools. They want to bring a classroom in of youngsters that are interested in art and just take a tour. Mm-hmm. And one of our admin staff is going to take them through the gallery and show them different types of media. You'd be amazed. One kid that has contacted us and we made have a special display of his, uses all recycled items and turns it into art. Bikes, I mean, anything he can find, he converts it into a piece of art. So it's fun watching the young kids put their own spin on art.
You know where he needs to go? In my hometown of St. Louis, there's a massive building that's been converted into the City Museum. And the guy who started it, Bob Casilli, everything in there, everything that he put together is from stuff he essentially harvested from construction sites, dumpsters, things like this. And it's just amazing what he's done with everything, but that's where the creativity comes in, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. There's some amazing students from Yavapai College showing right now that mm-hmm. have done incredible things with ginormous pieces of burl wood, making complete chairs, like a side chair and mm-hmm. a full chair out of just one giant piece of wood. Really interesting stuff.
And just 2 weeks ago, I was on vacation, and a place I've always wanted to go. And a place I've always wanted to go is in Seattle, right next to the Space Needle. It's the glass artist Dale Chihuly. His glass museum and greenhouse is there. And it is absolutely astounding to see. It's right next to the Seattle Space Needle. Well worth the trip, believe me. But the creativity, I mean, where did he come up with these ideas? Some of the things he comes up with, you have to wonder, how did he start and how did he go about doing it? But that's pretty much true for a lot of mixed media, isn't it?
Yes, and I love it. We have got exquisite painted gourds. Mm-hmm. We have a lady that makes baskets that are both ornamental and practical. You know, mm-hmm. you can hide all of your TV remotes and stuff like that in them. Sewing them out of fiber and weaving them together. Mm-hmm. I am constantly amazed at how creative.
Hey, a little bird told me you have a big scholarship event coming up. What's all that about?
Oh, well, we haven't had a formal party yet, but we just gave $5,000 in scholarship awards to local Quad City students that want to major or minor in visual arts. Mm-hmm. They can go any place they want to with the money. So every year we have a scholarship benefit auction to raise funds just, you know, exclusively for this event. And we have, without a doubt, the largest scholarship auction event that we have ever had in our history. We thought we were going to have it, in fact, Saturday, but we've pushed the date back to September 22nd to allow some groups that couldn't come otherwise. There were a lot of other big events at the same night we were doing it. Mm-hmm. So we went back to September 22nd, and we've got some magnificent art, probably better quality art than you might have ever seen. Mm-hmm. But then we've also got all of these fun experiences, like a night at the La Posada in Winslow, Arizona, you know, standing on the corner, and tickets on the Grand Canyon Railway. And, actually, about $15,000 worth of things. I am stunned and amazed at the generosity of the not local businesses that have supported us mm-hmm. and regional businesses, you know, out of Africa and all of those kinds of places.
Sure.
Even all the way down to Karchner Canyons. Now, I silenced my phone, but that's the stupid alarm clock function on it. Sorry about that. So, did we tell you about the The speakers, the smartphone speakers.
No.
Did you by any chance go to the festival?
No, I wasn't able to attend.
There is a fun grandpa, he calls himself, Pete Lane, moved to town. He wanted to be a fun grandpa, so he designed a smartphone for people that have music downloaded to your phone all mm-hmm. of the time. He orders all different colors of beautiful wood from South America and creates a holder that has a pouch in it that you can slip your smartphone in mm-hmm. while it's playing music. And attached to the front of it, he's got a picker going to antique stores and venues all over the world buying old brass horseless carriage horns. Mm-hmm. And he cuts off the lip piece and mounts it then into this box, and it becomes a speaker
yeah.
for your smartphone.
That's creativity again.
It is incredible. And they're valued from anywhere from $100 up to about $800, mm-hmm. $900 based on the actual antique piece that was sure. mounted, the horn in front.
Mm-hmm.
So he was at the festival for the first time, sold him like hotcakes. He couldn't believe it. And Prescott just loved it. And there's going to be one in the auction.
I was just going to say, speaking of festivals, don't you have another one coming up this year?
Yep, in August.
Mm-hmm.
We've already got more vendors than it was at the Phippen show.
Oh,
I went down to,
wow.
to count just to see how we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the second weekend in August. And this is our fine arts and crafts show.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no wine. But it's still lots of fun, and the weather is usually a little bit more predictable than it is Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, sure.
But, of course, we could have monsoon rains, a little showers,
well,
I suppose.
Possible. Well,
whatever.
How can people learn more about what's going on with the Mountain Artists Guild?
Well, come in and see us. We're open 7 days a week right now, Monday through Friday. You can count on somebody being there between 10 and 4.
And this is where?
At 228 North Alarcon Street.
Mm-hmm.
And pardon the mess, because the city's redoing the street in front of us for the second time.
They're redoing the street.
Well, they had to do us twice.
Oh, boy.
So, but come on in, and we're open on Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always somebody there to welcome you.
We look forward to that and to the scholarship event, which is, I believe, the 22nd of September, correct?
Yeah.
Are you still accepting sponsors for that?
You know, yes, if somebody wants to. I did get something really late, and mm-hmm. we've still got plenty of time to add on to it. And I can't tell you, if you looked at the list, you wouldn't want to miss it,
yeah,
for sure.
It's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Janice Keeling, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned, because local and national, or local and state news with Link is coming up, followed by a chat with our buddy Mary Dillinger from the Northern Arizona VA with great news for vets. That's on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Walker Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Walker Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Walker Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Your world is created by what you focus on. It's never too late to adjust your view. At Nationwide Vision, we've been eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect eyeglasses. Right now at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off, and you can use your insurance. Now also serving you in select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales,
Warriors Heating and Cooling,
Prescott Brewing Company,
You Pick
Heritage Memory Mortuary,
Yavapai Heating and Cooling,
Buc-ee's and Yavapai Casino,
Quality Collision,
Cable One,
National Bank of Arizona,
Prescott Dirt,
Home Furnishings Direct,
M-Co,
Bradshaw Family Dental,
Yavapai Block,
Wallach and Volk,
Yavapai Regional Medical Center,
Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
D-backs host the New York Mets
Thursday at 6,
1 a.m. 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah. They're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A suspect involved in a Prescott Valley shooting has died. Tuesday morning, 30-year-old Phoenix resident Troy Mobley shot the still unidentified victim in the abdomen during a confrontation. Mobley and two other suspects were seated in a vehicle with the victim, who was pushed out before the suspects drove away. The victim's necklace was also torn from his neck and stolen. Mobley later left in a truck that he ended up stealing from the owner after the driver stopped at the Blue Hills Market in Dewey-Humboldt. Mobley then went to a Spring Valley home, and there was a confrontation with someone inside.
Mobley, who was shot during a confrontation, succumbed to his injuries and died in a Phoenix area hospital. Detectives continue to investigate this shooting. No arrests have been made. Detectives are considering a self-defense factor as part of the review.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin says 21-year-old Prescott Valley resident Skylar Beveridge and 22-year-old Mayer resident Zachary Bowling have been arrested in this case.
Beveridge was arrested and booked into the Camp Verde Detention Center on charges of robbery, assault, and resisting arrest. Bowling was arrested on charges including assault with a weapon, kidnapping, and robbery.
The Prescott Valley shooting is believed to have involved a drug deal. A few thunderstorms popped up in parts of northern Arizona yesterday, but there wasn't much rain.
National Weather Service meteorologist Nathan Lynam says the fuel for these storms didn't come from moisture from Tropical Storm Bud.
This is a little bit of moisture that's moving up from the south. Bud is right now too far to the south to impact us in any big way as far as moisture. That'll be towards the end of the week.
Lynam explains while there hasn't been much rain, there's been quite a bit of lightning in some areas, as was the case with the Mayer wildfire yesterday.
The thing we're concerned about is dry lightning fire starts, any of the gusty winds from these storms. Promoting and enhancing the fire growth. The moisture isn't in what is the near ground layer. This is elevated moisture that we have higher above the ground.
Warm temperatures will continue today, and there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms for northern Arizona. There will be a better chance for showers tomorrow through midday Saturday. Dry conditions and cooler temperatures are expected Sunday and Monday. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly cloudy tonight, storms off and on through Saturday. Expect an overnight low of 65 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 79 tomorrow and a high of 75 on Saturday. 68 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 88 and a high on Saturday of 82. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the Father's Day sale at your local Ace. Save $100 or more on what Dad really wants. That's right. Save $100 or more on select gifts from Traeger, Craftsman, and DeWalt. The best brands for Dad under one roof. And with so many great gifts at your neighborhood Ace, Father's Day shopping has never been easier. Hurry in for the Father's Day sale right now at Ace.
Offers valid on select items through June 18th at participating stores only. See store for details.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
The 2018 Subaru Impreza sedan. It's everything you expect from a Subaru and more. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 38 miles per gallon means it goes more places more efficiently than other cars in its class. Subaru Starlink multimedia with standard Apple CarPlay and Android Auto integration makes a day of driving sound good. Plus, the Subaru Impreza is the longest lasting vehicle in its class. 96% of all Imprezas sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. Lease a new 2018 Subaru Impreza for $167 a month for 36 months or take advantage of 0% financing. The 2018 Subaru Impreza sedan. More than a car, it's a Subaru. From Findlay Subaru Prescott. Doing our part to give back to the community and making the world a better place. Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only. Length of contract is limited. Subject to credit approval. Now through July 2nd, 2018, lease a new 2018 Impreza for $167 a month on a 36-month lease. Standard 2.0 I-45 and T-model code JJA01. $500 due at lease signing, zero security deposit.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Always nice to have a friend in the studio. Mary Dillinger is here from the Northern Arizona VA. And Mary, you know I can never pronounce the whole name of the place, so go ahead and do that for me.
Yes, it is Northern Arizona VA Healthcare System. And as always, thank you for having me, DJ.
Oh, sure. You've got so many things going on, including some things coming up this weekend. I can't even keep track of them all. I don't know how you do. What's going on this weekend?
So we can start off with, we have the Women's Veterans event. So mm-hmm. that is the Arizona.
Which includes you, right?
Yes, I'm a woman veteran. You are right. Mm-hmm. It is the Arizona Military Veterans Women's Expo. And mm-hmm. it's going to be at Emory-Riddle University. It's going to begin at 9 a.m. It's going to be until 2 p.m. It's not just women veterans who can go. Of course, anybody's welcome. Family members, or any other veterans, active military, anybody who wants to go, because there's mm-hmm. lots of resources there to help, you know, show you things in the community, services that are available, just everything you can imagine. There is going to be food there. They're going to have breakfast and lunch.
Nice.
So they'd love if you can register, because that, you know, helps them so they know how much food to get.
Sure.
And you can register on the Arizona Department of Veterans Services. They have a link there where you can register. You could call the VA, which I'll give you my number, which is 928-717-7587. That's my direct line. And if you're driving, you can't write it down, that's fine. Just call the main number and say, I need to talk to that woman who's on the radio. The operators yep. know it's me,
they
I assure you. And
sure.
I can get you set up so that you can register for this event for Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at the Atrium, which is Building 74 at Emory-Riddle.
Mm-hmm. And it takes. Give me an idea of roughly how many people you think you might expect for this.
We're expecting several hundred.
Really?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We already have a lot of people registered, mm-hmm. and because it's for the whole Arizona, and Arizona State is, you know, working with us on this, they have their contacts, and so they've been sharing this information down mm-hmm. in Tucson and Phoenix and Flag and everywhere. So
sure.
we're hoping that there's going to be people that aren't just here from the Quad City areas coming to this event.
So it's a regional event.
Yes,
very
absolutely.
Nice, very nice. And also coming up, what's this about the VA Greenhouse Plant Adoption Open House and Barbecue?
Yes, so we have a greenhouse at the VA, on the VA campus, and mm-hmm. a lot of people aren't aware of it. So one, we're trying to get the word out to let people know that this is here. It's open all year round. We have volunteers, they manage it, and we're always looking for more veterans to get involved in it. So we're having an open house and barbecue, so yes, free food.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you wanted, you could technically go to the Women Veterans event over there at Emory-Riddle, also a free event, get some food, eat, learn some stuff, and then you could head back to the hospital. And the greenhouse event is toward the back of the hospital, so it's not anywhere near the main building or anything. You just, when you're coming on campus, you head toward the big flagpole. Mm-hmm. Once you get down there and you have like nowhere to go, you either have to go left or right, make a right. It's a big, huge parking lot. and the greenhouse is in front of you.
And while you're there, you can grow a pumpkin, can't you?
Yes. So we had this plant adoption program, and the reason it started was it's believed that it kind of helps our veterans who are dealing with stress or, you know, it's other methods to help them, you know, deal with whether it's PTSD or mental illness, whatever it might be. So our recreational therapist started this program with the greenhouse, and it's going very well. We're always looking for more veterans who want to help. That you don't have to be a veteran that needs it for stress relief. You could be somebody who just happens to have a green thumb. You are more than welcome to come to the event, or you can call the main hospital, 928-445-4860, and extension 6020 is recreational therapy, and say that you want to help, you know, us plant something, or you have a green thumb, or you want to get involved, or whatever it might be.
Exercise your nurturing skills, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Any gardener knows all about that, don't they?
And it's a perfect time of year.
Yeah, oh, it really is, indeed. Well, and then coming up next Wednesday, the 20th, you have a ribbon-cutting ceremony at the Anthem Clinic. Tell us about that.
Yes, so we've had our Anthem Clinic there for years, but it was a very small clinic, and the number of veterans registering was getting larger and larger, so we realized that we needed to have a larger space. So it's only less than 2 miles from where the other clinic was. It's still there in Anthem Way, but we're having a nice ribbon cutting for this brand new, beautiful clinic. Any and everybody's welcome. You don't have to be a veteran that goes to that clinic, but it is. It's on Wednesday, June 20th, and it's at 4 p.m. And there's going to be light refreshments, and there's going to be a tour afterwards, so you can see the clinic, you could talk to the staff, whatever you want. But any and everybody's welcome to join us.
And then coming up on the 27th, Wednesday of the 27th, last week of the month, we've all seen in the news the last couple of weeks about the high-profile suicides of handbag designer Kate Spade, restaurateur and author Anthony Bourdain. And whenever we have high-profile suicides like that, it puts the issue out front. We've always had an issue of suicide with veterans, PTSD leading to it, things like this, other issues. Well, this is putting it out right out there because the Mental Health Veterans Advocacy Council is presenting an Evening of Hope, and that is coming up on Wednesday the 27th. Tell us what that's all about.
Yes, I would love to. So this event is going to, once again, be at Emory-Riddle. It's from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Emory-Riddle on the 27th. And it is actually an award-winning documentary, and it's called Almost Sunrise, Hope is on the Horizon. It's going to be at the Davis Learning Center at Emory-Riddle, and we're trying to find a way to let people,
Well, there's work going on. That's okay.
Oh, construction. So we're trying to help lean into the Mental Health Summit, which is the following day. So this is an evening before. You get to watch this, kind of understand a little bit about maybe what veterans go through and how they process. And then the Mental Health Summit is the very next day, also at Emory-Riddle. So it's the next day. It's the 28th, and that begins at 8 a.m., and the Mental Health Summit is the same thing. We have lots of resources there for our veterans to help them see the community partners that we have. The Arizona State Department of Veterans Services are there. The Arizona Military Coalition's there. We have the Vet Center there. And that's a big part is be connected. It's something Arizona started, and it's stay connected so that we can help lower suicide numbers. And although the numbers have gone down, It's the average is 20 veterans a day. Now, one a day is too many.
Sure.
But the average is 20 a day. But what people don't know is out of that 20, only 6 are receiving care through the VA. So that tells you that we need to get more and more veterans in, whether it's to the Vet Center, through the Arizona Department of Veterans Services, or another one of the community partners who can help our veterans deal with their issues so that they don't become a statistic like that.
I remember attending an event 2 years ago out at ERAU where a Flagstaff psychiatrist was talking about PTSD and talking about the pressures that afflict first responders. And she said that these and military people are the toughest people in the world. If they need help and can ask for it, you can too. And I imagine part of the issue with the suicide among vets is that I imagine too that part of the struggle of getting through active duty in a wartime situation is you can't admit when you have problems or you have issues or you have pain, because you know, it's kind of a macho thing, I would assume, too. Pro athletes go through the same thing. And I guess it carries over into your civilian life, too, where it's seen by some people as a sign of weakness that you're admitting, I need help, when in fact, it's the best thing you can do, isn't it?
You're right, it is. And our Native Americans, there are more and more of our Native Americans that are coming and receiving care mm-hmm. where they were the first ones to say, no, we're not supposed to, you know, mention that we have an issue. Some of it is, as you said, like the macho, the, you know, and some of it
it's
is because the veterans, unfortunately, think they're the only ones.
Yeah.
That because they, you know, are standing there, I don't know, they're standing in line at a store and everybody's talking and just doing their own thing. And everything's fine. It makes that veteran believe, well, they can't possibly know what I'm going through because mm-hmm. they're walking through life like it's fine. And so it's you feel like you're the only one, and you're not. There's probably almost half the people that they're looking at going through the same thing you are. They just either have already, you know, been receiving help for it, or they're finding other ways to cope with it, and you just haven't found that yet. But it, just because somebody on the surface looks like they got it together, doesn't mean they do, so you are not alone.
Mm-hmm. And that's the Almost Sunrise documentary on June 27th. That's at the ERAU Davis Learning Center. It's from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And then the very next day, the Mental Health Summit at ERAU. You do need to register for that. That's from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, you've also got a Veterans Town Hall up in the Flagstaff area coming up July 10th, right?
That is correct. So we have our town halls periodically, and we have to share it because, like I said, we cover 65,000 square miles. So, so we rotate where we have our town halls to give all of our veterans an opportunity to attend. The next one is in Flagstaff. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't been to the Flagstaff Clinic, it's up on University Ave. And it's going to be from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Anybody's mm-hmm. welcome. You don't have to be a veteran that gets seen at the Flagstaff Clinic or even a veteran that's registered. You can be a family member who's curious or maybe a veteran who isn't receiving care that thinks you might. Whatever the case may be, please, you can go to the event, talk to our leadership, ask questions about VA care, any everything that we're here for you.
And I understand, too, we talked about the VA greenhouse and plant adoption. You need volunteers there, don't you?
We do. We always use volunteers, and not just for the greenhouse, but right now that is a big push for volunteers at the mm-hmm. greenhouse to help with this because it is that time of year, and if we get more now, when the weather is colder, you know, we can have enough people to help us to maintain it and keep it going through the whole mm-hmm. year. Yes, anybody that has a green thumb or maybe wants to, you know, work with plants. Once again, the recreational therapy number, the extension 6020, and mm-hmm. say that you want to help out with that. You don't, like I said, you don't have to be a veteran who needs help. You can be somebody who wants to help a veteran. Please.
Sure.
This is a veteran-centered community. A lot of people are always willing to step up and help our veterans, and we love it, and we will never turn you away. Please.
See, and I don't have a green thumb, but I do have two left feet, as anybody who's ever seen me dance knows. But if you have a green thumb, yeah, what a great way to exercise your love for plants and to bring out your nurturing and for a good cause, too, out at the VA greenhouse on the VA campus, right?
Absolutely.
Very good. Mary Dillinger, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Give us your webpage for any information people need to know about the Northern Arizona VA.
Yes, of course. So our page is www.prescott.va.gov. And if you can't, you're driving, you can't write it down, just type in Prescott VA and it'll come up. And we're also on Facebook as Prescott VA as well.
There you go. Mary Dillinger, thanks for joining us. We got some final thoughts and Monday's Q&A guests coming your way next on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com. Mary?
I just wanted to remind everybody that today is the Army's birthday.
There you go.
And it's also Flag Day.
Provide
and it's
value.
Also DJ's
That's
birthday.
What a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Some men's health concerns are not easy to talk about, but the team at Northern Arizona Healthcare's Verde Valley Medical Clinic Urology can help put you at ease. You'll receive the highest quality care for services, which include prostate screenings, vasectomies, and other urologic concerns. Call 928-649-7970 to schedule an appointment today, or visit nahealth.com for more information. Northern Arizona Healthcare, your friendly neighborhood provider group.
Who says Father's Day can only be celebrated on Sunday? That's why Sally B's Cafe celebrates the whole weekend. Bring your dad over and surprise him with his choice of prime rib, turkey, or my personal favorite, steak and lobster. Ooh, my stomach's rumbling already. But don't forget to save room for dessert, because Jimmy's baking up some of his delicious pies, too. Yep, it's all about good food and great dads this Father's Day weekend at Sally B's Cafe in the Safeway Shopping Center in Prescott Valley. Sally B's Cafe.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, do you remember Jim Nabors? He was TV's beloved Gomer Pyle. Well, he was performing in a nightclub called The Horn in Santa Monica, California one night. He was portraying an operatic singer alongside a hillbilly comic, and he did both roles. Well, one night, Andy Griffith happened to stop in. Griffith was so impressed, he asked Jim Nabors to bring that act to the Andy Griffith Show, which, of course, became Gomer Pyle's character, which they spun off to Gomer Pyle USMC. And then, of course, Jim Nabors died in Hawaii last year, just a few years after marrying his partner of 38 years. Well, the reason I bring all this up, Jim Nabors would have been 88 this week. Wow, how time flies. I wonder if by the time our kids are our age, they'll be lamenting the death of somebody they saw on YouTube 50 years earlier. Stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, the Thursday toss-up. Join me Monday with my guests, Alan Housset, visiting from France for Vuela Tour 2018. That is Monday at 3:30 for Monday at 3 o'clock for Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.